Well, cock-a-doodle-doo, and good morning to you. This is Whitley Quickman with WLFC, broadcasting straight from the Fallout Zone and into your homes. Joining me in the booth, as always, is my broadcasting buddy and second favorite radio commentator, Tad Bilchner. He's just finishing his first cup of coffee, so that must mean it's about time for Straight Talk with Tad. Tell us, Tad, what topic will you be talking to us about today?
Thank you, Quitley.
Whitley.
Whatever. I want to talk to you about meltdowns. Now, what usually happens during a meltdown? When I think of a meltdown, I immediately imagine people fleeing from the scene from an atomic holocaust. But what if it doesn't have to be like that? For instance, what if we're talking about a meltdown as in, say, a toddler's tantrum? That meltdown would usually end with only that child running off and screaming. They cry and pound their heads repeatedly against the floor, but this doesn't produce the correct response from dear mommy and daddy, so they run away, flailing their arms about and bellowing at the top of their lungs. The little darlings. But let's talk about a different kind of meltdown. I offer up to you that person who's had too much to drink at the office party and is finally ready to let his boss know how he really feels about his floozy assistant snagging that promotion out from underneath him. What do you do when that brief glint of sobriety comes whizzing back around, doing that quick flyby that allows them to realize that they've actually said all of this and more right to his bloated face? And now the company security is primed and ready to pull the trigger on those tasers of theirs that they got so tightly gripped in their sweaty palms. Well, I'll tell you what I did. They did. Do. I'll tell you what they do. They run away screaming. Like Chernobyl. Chernobyl! Now there's a meltdown of a different sort. An actual nuclear meltdown. And what did they do? They evacuated the whole city, didn't they? I ask you, what were they so afraid of?
Indeed. Of what were they so afraid?
Exactly! Of what were they so afraid of? Just how much of a negative effect would that radiation really have? Did it affect them?
Well, it affected their children.
Exactly!
It was really quite horrible. Little kids born with 20 toes and fingers all on one foot.
Yeah, but what about their kids? They survived! They survived!
Well, actually, many...
Now, did they survive because they fled?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, what if we, if our fair town of Ladyfinger fled when our nuclear plant went and had a little tiny tantrum? When we had a little spill of radiation? Would we have been better off?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sure. Well, chances are our friend the and correspondent Mrs. Molly Friedman wouldn't have octuplet grandchildren all Siamese stuck together... all in one globulous mass of pimply pubescent flesh.
Tad, I think we can,
Yes, I suppose that there's a chance that Tad the mailman wouldn't have a banshee following him around wherever he goes, constantly screaming in his ear. And I'm talking about the one that isn't his wife.
Okay, but really, we should stay on topic here, Tad. I think, more than anything...
Sure. We may not have had to deal with any of that tomfoolery that this town had to offer if we had just evacuated. But look it. This is the land where my father grew up. And his father before him and his father before, who incidentally was dropped off here by aliens.
Oh, God.
But we don't have time to get into that, unfortunately.
Oh, good.
Or to go into our lead story this morning, which is that a giant meteor crashed into the fireworks factory long after the public curfew late last night. But the point is here, folks, that we here in Ladyfinger didn't go and have a meltdown of our collective own and just run off. We stuck around. This is our home. This is our country. And I say welcome. Welcome to Mutant County. I'm Tad Bilchner. Deal with it.
Coming up, Mutant County News at 10 and 2.
Well, that went well. Hand me that coffee pot, Wibbly.
Whitley. Don't you think that was just a tad long, Tad?
Too much?
Just a tad.
Tad. That was a quick one there, Quigley.
Whitley. Whitley Quickman. We've worked together for years.
That's what I said.
You said Quigley.
I said quick one, Quigley. That's what I said. Now here's Quigley Whitman and the Mutant County News at 10 and 2.
Yes, I'm Whitley Quickman. Our top story is coming up in just 10 minutes. But first, Some good news came to Ladyfinger today when our local engineer slash resident exorcist and bakery owner, Harv Chadwick, announced that he has now worked out more of the kinks of his homemade toxic sludge skimmer slash holy water filtration system situated out in the middle of Beelzebub Slough. Chadwick says that the HTSS slash HWFS is now almost 75% operational. Well, that is good news.
Is it?
According to Harv, this should reduce the amount of blood we see flowing from our faucets by a sufficient amount each day. Which brings us to the latest water boil advisory. Dad?
Yes, we advise you not to drink the water. You'll get boils.
Thank you, Tad. It seems to me you gave the same advice last night.
Well, that's what she said.
That's
what she said.
No, I heard you. I just don't think it's appropriate.
What? No, I was talking about the ghost that haunts this radio station, Trixie. That's what she said. You gave the same advice last night. You can see her, right? You said you've seen her. I'm not just going crazy, am I?
Well, I think we've gone off the rails here a little bit.
What am I, some kind of fruitcake?
I think we've gone off the rails here a little bit.
No, she's over there by the doorway. Hey, hiya, Trixie!
Hey, Tad.
Well, let's go to Al Offelbeck with sports. Al, what's new with the sports out there, Mr. Man?
Well, Whit, in high school girls volleyball, the Ladyfinger Rabid Squirrels kept their winning streak alive when they defeated the Edgemont Morning Doves 3-2.
That seems like an awfully low score for volleyball, Al.
Well, Whit, the game was cut short on account of acid rain.
Acid rain? Wasn't it an indoor game?
Yeah, it was, Tad.
Okay, well, I suppose this means the Rabid Squirrels have moved on to the finals.
Yeah, it sure does, Whit. I can hardly wait. We all just adore those Rabid Squirrels.
I'm sure we do, Al. So, anything else in the world of sports?
Nope.
Really?
Well, I suppose if I had the quarantine zone one day pass I was promised, I could have actually gone to cover all those other events outside the protective barrier.
You simple, simple man. Why would there be a pass getting you out of the quarantine area? There's no leaving quarantine. That's why they call it quarantine.
Okay, you two.
Well, at least I'm not dating Dana Furbottom, you animal.
All right, Effelbacher, whatever your name is. And what, pray tell, is wrong with Dana Furbottom?
Okay, gents, please.
She's a werewolf. That's why they call her Furbottom,
fellas.
And what's wrong with werewolves?
Okay, guys, you think we could...
Well, they're just like you and I.
You and me.
Well, the human side is... It's really only the wolf side you gotta watch out for.
For which you've really gotta watch out.
forget it. See you on the streets, Bilchner!
Aren't we at time yet?
Not yet.
I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
Well, it seems I've got Margot Churi on the line. And now Margot, of course, is the owner/operator of the Churi Chupacabra Sanctuary that overlooks the fireworks factory, which, of course, was blown to dust after last night's meteor impact. Margot, what can you tell us? Were any of those cute little goat suckers of yours harmed after last night's deep impact?
That's what she said.
Good one, Trix.
Thanks, Tad.
Are you there, Margot? Say, I sure hope all is well with the petting zoo. My niece's birthday is coming up soon, and I'd still like to adopt one of the little beasties for her, so the begging can stop. What can you tell us, Marg? How are the things at the meteor's ground zero?
We have come for your meat suits, puny humans. We will feast on your bones and use your bodies as our new vessels. All will perish. Long live the Zulian Empire!
Well, thank you, interstellar visitor formerly known as Margot. Well, folks, you heard it here first. Seems the poltergeists and the wraiths have some new competition in the old body-snatching department. Which, I guess, leaves us with just one final advisory statement before we say goodbye for now. Tad?
Yeah, so it's that time of year again, folks. Succubus breeding season is in full effect. So if you must walk anywhere after curfew, be sure to have your wraith whistles on you and ready at all times.
Thanks, Dad. You've been listening to the Mutant County News at 10 and 2. And that's all the news we have during this hour and 10 minutes, folks.
I'm Tad Bilchner.
And I'm Whitley Quickly, Quickman, saying stay safe and may God have mercy on our souls.
Did you have to say that? You make it sound like a bunch of...